High noon in the nation's capital. Shout out to AWOD. Wow. You talking about rugged. He just pulled off the nearly impossible, but he kept it interesting. I mean, it's hard. You trying to carry, you talking Wizards basketball, damn near for 3 hours. And the NBA and the whole nine yards in that, that is a job well done. Because it's one of those things, and what I have, the difference between me and AWOD is that at my young, I'm closer to 100 than he is to 50. And so, and because I grew up in Los Angeles with the Lakers, it's such a different contrast growing up with a team that you cheer for is always in the hunt. So I was ruined early as a kid because you got Dodgers, you got Lakers, Raiders, all these people. You think everybody lives like that. And then you find out the reality is that they don't. I am amazed at the level of support and also loyalty, because to me, this is a hoops environment. It bleeds burgundy and gold. Well, it damn sure used to, pretty much across the entire area. Even with the defections and some people that have run out of gas or passed away, it's still powerful. But its nature, to me, has always been the hardwood or the blacktop. It's a hoops environment. Because it gets, I like to judge a fan base based on high school, junior high, Pop Warner, flat, from its earliest inceptions, the babies. And nobody, in my opinion, puts more into their babies than the DMV. Hoops? Come on. Slim, this is, it is amazing that the team doesn't win more based on the amount of pure tea, love, and affections that the blacktop and the hardwood and some of the sandlots has offered this community. It is baffling to me why hoopsters across the NBA don't target. And I understand, because when you don't win, people feel, I get all that. But think about it. Hoops, and don't let me get, be more involved. Don't let me stretch this. I know y'all get, some of you get sensitive when we stretch it. It's not even close. I mean, this is a powerful area of influence. And we start talking about high school and college ball, hardwood, Slim. This is a rugged spot. Without even me opening up a book or hitting a key on my computer, it's got to be top five in America. I don't know any category. Some of you historians out there, I know y'all will, y'all jump on the horn at 1-800-636-1067 and go from top, from the pacifier all the way to the diploma. This is the soil here? Man, this is hoops. It's so rich. And so it is just, to me, I know we've had, you know, we've had GW, we've had Mason, of course, the Hoyas, Terps, blah, 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 all that. My God. When it comes to pro basketball, you were forced to be so patient. You were forced to, and I got here, you know, Susan O'Malley was showing her genius, and they were legitimately promoting the opponent's stars. And guess what? It worked. That's how rich the DMV Plus is when it comes to basketball. But for some ungodly reason, it has just been very difficult to pull that off on the professional level and to get it right. And because the NBA seems like you have to have be a graduate of not only statistics, but maybe you might have to have a medical degree to figure out all these damn rules they have. Now they got a damn thing called the apron. before that, you know, it's all this money carried over. And what I see is that they ask so much of their community to help support them in rebuilds. Oh, we're not going to win. Who tells their fan base we're not going to win? The NBA does all the time. Oh, excuse me. We're not going to win for the next couple of years, but we'd be very appreciative for your support. Thank you. And it goes on like that. I go, really? Well, is there a fan appreciation day where everybody comes back? Hey, we thank you for going through this with us while we make a fortune and rebuild it. Am I wrong? I'm going, wow. Then I go, they go, hey, Slim, set up. You don't know. You didn't grow up in this environment. No, because I'm not built this way. Championship? No, they're not talking about that. They're talking about being amongst the worst so they can get a draft pick that's not guaranteed to be worth a damn, okay? Let's get that straight first. It's not like it's Cooper Flagg. It damn sure usually isn't. But yet, everybody's being herded in this direction. Oh, man, let's get be as bad as we can, and let's get into so that we can get in the lottery. And you can go up and interview people. Just walk down the street and ask them, excuse me, do you think the lottery is rigged? And most people are going to say what? Wes, I'm going to put you on the spot. Son, can you talk on a live microphone to millions of people across the country?
Yeah, I'm here, Doc. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. Do you believe that the lottery is straight up fair, or do you believe that it could be corrupt?
Yeah, I think it's corrupt. I mean,
okay, and you, I think you just spoke for lots of people.
Okay.
But yeah, now just correct me if I'm wrong. I just heard AWOD, brilliant, brilliant defense. He loves the game. And I heard Big L. Big L was screaming and hollering yesterday about it, and he's right. And I keep going, is it just me? Maybe it's because the age has allowed me to encompass this wisdom. Are we being played? So wait a minute, let me get this. I'm supposed to support you rebuilding something that you haven't proven that you're even capable of doing properly. What do I get? Well, you get the thrill of supporting it. And if you're Ted Leonsis, who's a genius, he built a mechanism within the facility, you could actually wager during the game. That was brilliant, brilliant move. Any owner that doesn't have that is a loser because he gets it. But I just thought, I said, well, man, I'm so happy I have this format so that I can ask people, is it me? Or are the people just walking like blind sheep down the road with no guarantees this is going to work? I get it's the summer. You got to get content. So some of these people believe that, you know, get the craziest concept going and see if you can drag 3 or 4 or 5 hours out of it. They call it content. I think it's bull malarkey. You expecting me to believe something's going to work that has never worked? The people that are in charge haven't proven that they're capable of doing this yet? And yet I'm supposed to buy. Well, what do I get for it? And I thought that'd be a good question in that. Then I go, well, no, I'm just, it's the fan in me. I get that. I've got the same disease when it comes to football in that. I followed these nitwits that had this operation going forever until we finally got rid of the problem and problems, and now it's clean, and you got a chance to legitimately go out and build something that might have some character to it. So I thought it might be interesting. I also heard Heavy Metal is in the building, and I haven't been around him in a minute. He's a trainer now, and which is the ultimate compliment from management.
Hey, how we doing, Doc?
Hey, man. I just want to congratulate you. When management gives you the puppies and allows you to train them, that's the ultimate show of support and respect. So I want to congratulate you.
Let me tell you, I just want to say also, it is my oldest daughter's 6th birthday today, so I just want to shout out to her.
Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday. That is great.
We got a big party planned for her tomorrow, so.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to have horses and everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah, 29th. And it's a beautiful day. I'll have to remember this for a long, long time. Very interesting day, special day of anniversary of mine. And I go, I don't remember numbers and keep it because time flies when you're having fun. But 40th today, and I thought, what does it feel like after 5, after 10, 15, 20, percent of you 40? And I wonder, I guess the 50th is the one that everybody gets really excited about. That's the one you celebrate. And so being 10 away from that, it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And I'm excited about that. Wes, how old are you? Part of the youngest in charge movement?
If 22 is young enough for you, then I would say so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I won't mention his name because he gets really offended when I mention his name. But he's a star, and he's 27, and we have so much talent around the building now that is 22, 23, 24. And Toby Altizer, who is the youngest in charge of the movement, I just think we have to say we have a really strong bullpen. It's a lot of talent there. And I just wanted to welcome you to the party. It's got to be strong. What is your take on the rebuild that the Wizards are in the process of right now? Because it is I find this is a really interesting science that you get to experiment on in the process. Doesn't cost you anything, but everybody else is paying the bills for it. And it doesn't seem to be any penalty for failure. And I've always had a problem with that, because I think if there's cash and there's pro ball, it shouldn't take as long as it takes for some programs to show a profit. What do you stand on that?
I think that the Wizards are kind of going through the motions here. Do they have a choice? I mean, I'm fine with their pick with this year with Trey Johnson, but that was at the number 6 pick. You know, I don't think it's fair when the Wizards win 18 games this year and Dallas gets to have Cooper Flagg and they were in the play-in bracket. So for the Wizards, I'm all about saving money and want the young guys. I don't know about bringing over CJ McCollum. Maybe they just want a veteran presence in the locker room. But right now, they're...
Well, I don't know. I mean, they got some guys I like as pros. The Dogs got the attitude. But I'm just saying this whole process to me is a wink-wink process. So you don't trust that the lottery system itself is legit. Do you think that they awarded Dallas Flagg because of what happened with Luka? I mean, it's okay to be honest. I just figured out, if we got 3 hours to spend with this, I can't do this BSing. I mean, if it smells, it stinks. If there's an odor, there's a problem for it. And it may not be any of the above, but it just strikes me, that's just me, a little strange that we're like sheep. We keep being told about these damn rebuilds, and I'm going, okay, when does it deliver? And am I supposed to be a full ticket and yet it's underachieving? Or is there a promise? Because I have my own formula. And it's very clear. You either have an alien on your squad or you don't. Now, last I checked, I hadn't seen one yet. But maybe I'm wrong, which is possible. So I figured, since I listen all the time, I keep hearing all these experts that we're supposed to have in basketball. So I said, oh, okay, well, this is fine. I do know one thing. Listen to the lines here. I know they're going to call. They'll be in. So today I wanted to put them on notice that at 1-800-636-1067, I want you to tell me, when is this thing going to cash in, and when should I expect the return? I like what happened in Detroit. Tell me how you can pull off what happened in Detroit and why. And do that as soon as we come back from this break. 1-800-636-1067 here on The Fan. /12:20 in the nation's capital. Going to be lots of fun today. Coach Naki is going to join us later in the program, along with a man that you don't want to get into an elevator with and pick a fight, Tony Massenburg, Iron Man. He will be with us today. A couple of hoops experts. And as well, as a shout-out goes out to Walt Williams, who was receiving another award in his illustrious lifespan, ABIS Awards. Lou Holder is the ringleader, Champions and Legends Weekend. So shout out to that entire group. And to the line we go, and we go out to line one, and we have Patrick out in Orange. Patrick, how are you?
Doing good. How are you, Doc?
Patrick, it's a fantastic start, man, to what I hope is going to be a beautiful day. The DC Divas are going to battle later on this evening, and we hopefully that we take another step towards winning a championship. So I'm in game day mode.
I'm definitely glad to hear it. I want to say that I really like when you're on the radio. You're probably one of the least hot take and most level-headed people on the radio right now in sports. But as far as with
be
the careful,
Wiz, they're gonna start booing at you.
As far as with the Wiz, the way that they're kind of doing this, it almost seems like they're taking a baseball team's approach to this, kind of like a MLB, like we're going to draft all this young talent and let it develop down in the lower levels.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good, and they've got lots of young players that they're hopeful are going to blossom. But if this team doesn't really start to look like, at least in the last 10 games or so of the regular season, like they're a fringe playoff team, like that maybe they're going to make the play-in game, then this is another disappointing year, and they need to kind of pull the pin and blow it up again. But I think they need to get rid of their GM at that stage, because the way that they're building it, they're trying to do it what looks like similar to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you don't start showing some results by the end of this upcoming NBA season, you know, you're doing everyone a disservice.
Well, the trust, you have a large factor that was actually a part of the Oklahoma project. And again, I could be a project and been around a lot of successful projects as well. But the upper crust and the coaching staff really doesn't win it. It's the players. You know, the players have got to get it in their mind. See, basketball amazes me, because I know how hard people play at the YMCA, at the boys and girls, the gyms. I know how hard people play. I know how hard people play out on the blacktops, how hard they play. And yet, you telling me I'm paying you, and now I got to kiss your behind for you to play defense? I don't get that. See, I don't understand that. To me, that is the instructor not getting through to the pupil. For years and years, all I've heard around here is that I'm a defensive specialist. I'm trying to get them to play. You're trying. Why are you continuing to pay them if they don't do what you want them to do? Oh, no, you're too rough. You're too this. Now, I don't understand. So that's why whenever I get a microphone, I ask the question, how long do we keep being led like this by sheep, like sheep, and not understanding that maybe it's the people or person giving the message that it's not getting through? Are you telling me that I'm going to pay you and then you not do what I want you to do and I continue to pay you?
I'm on your side, Doc.
I might not be right. I'm sure I'll hear about it, but I'm just going, is it just me that looks at this and going, oh, okay. So we just accept the fact. I don't know how to start my season off in the beginning without thinking about winning. I'm supposed to think about losing to start a season?
No, you got to win every rep, whether it's practice or the game, every time you...
Yeah,
every time
if the other team's
there,
better, then
rep.
Good. I can live with that. If I get beat by the other team, no problem. But I'm supposed
it's
to build
a mentality
a
thing, and I hope they catch on to what you're putting down.
No. They may never, and who cares about that? All I'm saying is that when Dallas wins the ping pong ball, I don't trust the system. Now you're trying to play me now. Now you think I'm stupid. I may be. But, come on, Slim. You just can't do me like that. If the Wizards did this on purpose, then they deserved a legitimate shot at getting one of the best players on the planet that's eligible. And if you deny them that, to me, then you just did something wrong. I'm not buying into that. Now, thank God that Detroit rose up and showed me. Detroit's proving my point. It's not that you're bad. You got to get the right people who know how to build, make their teams play harder, play better, and win. I don't buy this that we have to lose. No, Slim, I ain't buying that. You don't know how to get the desired results you're after. That's the bottom line to it. Because look around this league. Everybody wins has a what? They got an alien. They got somebody you can't stop. Who do you have that people can't stop? Who do you have that stops other people, that takes their will away from them? Those are not complicated questions to me. I don't often hear them ever asked. I hear people talking about what the kids, high school, junior high, what the guy who babysit him. What does that have to do with the grown-ass man now? Nothing. And nobody who plays to a certain point broke now gets money is a different person. You have to evaluate a person in their present environment, not their past. Going to break. We're coming back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you built for it. Shout out to Patrick out in Orange. I hope it wasn't an emergency. Whenever we have somebody up and then they're there and then they're gone, I always hope that A, they're not driving and that everything's okay. Otherwise, I think they just got scurred. And I hope that's not the case. Mitchell, I'm going to do this. And I sure hope we get to some really good content. Welcome home.
How's it going, Doc?
Mitchell, I'm having a funky good time. How about yourself?
Oh, you pretty good. Nice being retired. I gotta say, you gotta like Washington's who they drafted. I wonder what you think.
Why do you have to like them?
I like that Trey Johnson and that point guard from Florida. He's pretty tough. Okay. We can definitely help that. I don't understand the pool for McCollum.
Well, I like the shooter. I like the fact that I like the young man. They have to get score. I love their approach. I think the Wizards front office. A high IQ. I like all about that. They understand direction. They've kind of been there and done that before. They just haven't been there and done that with this talent. They had better talent, and they had a couple of aliens. I'm trying to figure out how this group is going to do it in the manner with the people that they have. That's all I'm saying. You either have a dog. You don't start building it. It's there or it's not there. You can only develop so much.
Well, they've been in the lottery like every year. I mean,
well, that don't mean nothing. It's a quarter of the league. A quarter of the league. We go through this with every sport. If you're not winning, there's a reason for it. Now, are you sharp enough to identify it? It's either the players or the coaches or the management. But it's one of the three. Most people in pro sports are awful at what they do. But yet they still make a ton of money at it. And the people that are bent over backwards are the fan base. The people who are fueling it and paying for it and not getting a desired result. That is, if they want to win. If they don't want to win, then who cares? But if you want to win, I'm going, then show me. I got to see some signs of that. If not, are you asking me to trust the lottery? You really? Are you asking me to trust the NBA lottery?
It's gonna be a bad draft next year. Hopefully, we're not in the lottery. But yeah, it's gotta be management.
Well, no. You're not in it. They keep telling you they want to be in it. It's what drives me nuts that before a season starts, people are talking about we don't want to be good.
That's ridiculous. You always try to win. You always give 100%. I wish they had kept Bradley Beal. And I was wondering, Utah has had like 5-6 first-round picks in the last 2 years. Supposedly they're going to be in the lottery again next year. Then we have a mock draft, but I wonder if there's a way, and they don't have a lot of leverage, I think. Somehow, could they pry Ace Bailey? We can give him something, of course. You have to give up something to get something, right? And Ace Bailey would be perfect as a small forward. He was 6'10". I guess he shrunk to 6'7.5".
Well,
either way,
you
he looked like a good ball player.
No. We got a lot of them. They think the general managers. Call them and ask them when you get them on. Appreciate the call, Mitch. I wouldn't dare waste anybody's time asking. Like, I'm not a general manager. That's not my job. But I do have pretty good vision, and I've been watching closely. And I don't like the results, so I'm wondering, when can I expect to see some change in that? I understand it's not overnight. It's not overnight. And the only thing that really gripes me is if the team doesn't play hard. This team plays hard. They have shown, they have upgraded. But look how long it has taken. How many people have been paid for rotten performances on every level of their job? You were just mediocre at best. And yet you got paid. Yeah, you got paid all the way. You got paid all the way out. It just drives me nuts. Southeast, we're going. Bonesy, welcome home.
Hey, what's up, my main man, Doc Walker, man? Like, Doc, you know, man, my take on the Wizards draft pick, man, I think they did a marvelous job. I love this mob that they got because these young guys, they're going to get up and down the court. They got some athleticism. They're going to play ball. And one of the best moves they could have made was got rid of Jordan Poole, right? Because Jordan Poole wasn't nothing but Swaggy P.2. You know what I mean? So they got rid of Jordan Poole, so that man allowed Bud Turnton and A.J. Johnson for them to grow into that guard position. And then they bringing in Trey Johnson. You know, I mean, I just love it, man. I love what they're doing. I need our people to be patient and watch these young boys work because they getting ready to start cooking. They're getting ready to start cooking, Doc.
I have no doubt in my mind that they play
hard. So thank you for thanks for taking my call, Doc. I love you, man.
Appreciate
but watch,
you,
they get ready to start cooking.
Appreciate you. Bonesy, strong, man. Loyalty. One of the members of the MGM National Listener Line hit 1-800-636-1067. NBA draft. And I love it. Seeing the families and seeing people go through that, the celebration, the camps. I mean, these young hoopsters and what they have to go. Just when we listen to G from the shop, Lil G, man, every weekend he's taking Lil G, going somewhere. You know how long this been going on? There's a lot of investment in these young people, and they get to this point, and there's no guarantees. I'm glad OKC has shown what they've shown. Also, I'm proud of Indiana and showing how they've shown. And you can see that they're strong almost on every area. That coaching, you don't sleep on it now. Don't sleep on it. Carlisle. He was worth points. I want to be like Detroit. I want to see something like Detroit's progress. I thought they were really showing me something that I really want to see. And that's what I hope we're on that path. You know, that we're stretching out. I just get discouraged when people say before the season even starts, we're losing. Well, you don't know that yet, do you? We got a chance? And I'm wondering about the guys in that locker room. I'm not going to say they're saying it because they're not even in there yet. But I would hope that that's not how they think. And then, sorry, you're the second pick in the NBA draft. You know, I got to see something, dog. If you got it in you. Look, I love him. I know where he's coming from. But I'm just saying, Well, I know what these aliens look like. And if we don't have it, no problem. Then you better be a force, Steve. You got to do something that's exceptional. Otherwise, I got to check the people that buy the groceries. Rob in Virginia. Welcome to OT.
How are you? Yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm having a funky good time.
So I actually was listening to you, and I think that I'm going to paraphrase something you're saying about the Wizards by using the Commanders as an example, which is that last year they showed, without a lot of expectations at the beginning of the season, that, hey, we are going to win. We don't care about that. We don't care about our talent compared to other talent, that we can win. And then you create some expectation the next year. And so I think when I'm listening to you and what you're saying, which I agree with, is, hey, it's been long enough. Show me you can win. I'm tired of hearing about how we're going to be better sometime in the future.
Thank you. Thank you. If I'm the only one, that's okay. That's how it usually is. How can I expect people to understand if they haven't been through it? I get it. That's why I'm here to tell you, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, I mean,
you get the right people in a room. You get the right people in a room. They can accomplish anything.
Yeah, you have teams every year that basically do it. They say, hey, you know what? Yes, we don't care about any of that. We're going to win.
Exactly. And see, Coastal Carolina,
the Commanders,
in the World Series, LSU, Coastal Carolina. See, winning, that's why most people don't win. And even more so, they don't know how to teach you how to win because they haven't won. And they haven't been around it to understand it because not everybody has. That's the misnomer. So many people are making a fortune that don't understand how to build one, what it takes to be one. If you have to have your name in the paper after every play, you ain't that person. It may not work out for you. May not work out for you. But I just cannot deal with hearing before something starts that I'm not trying to win in it. And I'm watching people on the floor, not that this team here demonstrated that last year. They showed me that they weren't buying into that tanking crap. That they're competing. They just didn't have enough good players. Now I'm with you. Then it's up to the front office to give me more power in my bullets. But for God's sakes, don't tell me that I can't. And I'm paying pros? Did you see the Pistons last year? Did they look like they couldn't? No, because they made some changes. They made some changes, and they got some dogs.
The other thing, though, is actually the league is full of players that didn't have to be lottery players who developed themselves into top players.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So,
but I'm selfish because I'm just concerned about ours. I want us to get them.
What's in the way of our guys saying, hey, just because I wasn't a lottery player doesn't mean I can't develop myself into being a top player. And we have plenty of lottery players, too.
Yeah. I'm just checking. I'm just being honest with you. I'm in agreement with you that
like, at some point, you've got to win. I kind of feel that way about the Nationals, too, by the way. It's like, okay, that's great, but now you've got to figure out how to win.
You got to figure out how to win, or somebody's got to be held responsible if we don't. All I'm saying is that I don't buy into this automatic, this is just a process. But you're not paying for it. You're asking me to pay for it. And if I'm paying for it, I'm telling you what I demand as results for me to pay for it. It's pro ball. It's supposed to be winner take all. Not that, we're on a stipend. We get paid no matter what. So, not this year. Not 2020, but 2000. What? No, Slim. You need to stop that music from going inside that locker room. I want the people that I'm paying for, that I'm feeding, to feel like there may not be any food on your plate if you come in here and you come up short. And all I'm saying is that don't build an environment of complacency and tell me what you're going after. And tell them this tanking thing, I hate all of it. Because, A, I don't trust the system. So, hell, if I don't have a really shot at this ping pong thing, then let me just do it my way then.
Well, how did that mentality...
I don't like it.
Yeah, and how did that mentality work out for the 76ers, really?
Well, they picked people. They're standing... Now, you can't tell me that Embiid, them boys don't have talent. Physical talent. But, mental
they tanked in exchange... Yeah, they tanked in exchange for a championship that never came, right? I mean, like, that's in the, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, at some point, there's the same teams that win seem to keep winning every year, and they never go into tank mode to keep winning. I mean, they figure out every year how to keep winning. And so at some point, you've got to just take that. The Caps have kind of done that. I mean, the Caps, which were supposed to go backwards, they didn't go backwards. They kept winning. And so,
look at
for
the
a
structure,
local team.
Their coach. Look at the structure. They have a star. They have a star. And they have, their coach, Carberry, is a beast. And they're not guessing. They're not flying by the seat of their pants. And they're doing this with having lost some core players. And you know, hockey, you stable within them pipes. You got a star, but what it's shown us is that they're a regular season product. Postseason, they had no thump because their star was not a star in the postseason. That's where you saw the gap. And especially when King Kong is down in Florida. So in reality now, you got to reshape what you're doing. It was okay to break records and celebrate. I'm into all that. That was wonderful. But if you're trying to kiss that cup, you got to retool a little bit because you had no thump when it counted most.
Right.
No thump whatsoever.
Yeah, they got.
Appreciate you, dog.
They didn't seem to be.
Not at all. I appreciate you calling. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Love y'all to have spirited debate. And you know what? And we're supportive. This ain't hate. This is support. But I'm confused. And so I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Because I want to be competitive. I want to be in this thing. That's why I checked. Nats win last night. I'm happy. You know, I love where the Mystics are going. Aren't you pleased? Are you watching the Mystics, Wesley?
Yes, I am.
See, you can see structure. You can see it. Not only do we have, they rebound, they shoot well, they hustle. That's what I'm talking about. Give me hope, then I can follow you. We up against the break. We appreciate the support. Man, you guys are very aggressive today, and I love the aggressive nature. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. T-Mass is going to join us. Coach Naki is going to join us. We'll get the hoops experts on coming on the bottom, but right now, it's us doing what we do right here on The Fan. Back in a moment. Rocking and rolling here in the nation's capital. DOC, Wesley. Brother Clark is doing his deal. He's being trained by one of the best ever in heavy metal. It's kind of strange knowing the metal's in the building, but I don't hear that baritone voice screaming at me and stuff. So it's kind of unusual, but I like it. And we're getting used to it and doing our thing. Appreciate all of you lighting it up on the MGM National Listener Line. And let's go out to Tony in the district. Welcome home.
Doc, what's up, man? Aries Tony, man. How you been, baby?
I'm better than ever, man. Just keep rolling with it. Game day, brother. You know, Divas.
I know.
And in the playoffs, brother. So, you know, pumped up.
Yeah. I was cool with the draft and everything. I was just hoping we were going to look for a bigger man, you know, kind of like a rim protector in the paint, like a 7-footer. Even though Sorber was kind of like in the radar, but I was hoping we were going to look at him, but he got snatched up by the champions, OKC. So what that tells you about him. So I was hoping we were going to get a big, you know, the big man to protect. But I'm like you, man. I'm tired of all just taking and losing and everything, because look where it got them this year. I mean, they had the second worst record in the NBA, and look where it got them, pick six and everything. I mean, you know, enough is enough. Let's go out here and win some games, you know, and hopefully next year we can draw somebody with this big salary we're going to have, $100 million. So hopefully we can draw somebody. Well, you know, we can't draw Mr. Kevin Durant. He don't even want to give us a talk. So I wish he would have came back home and at least draw some more fans to the seats. So, but you know how that goes. But overall, dude, I'm kind of happy with that. But and I hope my man, the guard they draft, I hope he turns out to be a good, you know, pick. Not be no Johnny Davis like they hyped him up in the past, even though this is not the same regime. Pick him.
He'll score. This dude, I believe he'll score. He'll get his buckets on this next level. And they got to get a score because they've been defense. But we'll see. Tony, appreciate, man. Yeah. Keep hanging in there. K9 for life. Let's go out to Ricardo, my man, in Northeast. Welcome home.
The doctor. Yes, man. Sir. Want to weigh in on a couple of topics on the table. Start out with the Wizards. I agree with you. We all tired of the tanking. And you're right. It seems like we might want to tank one more year, because the pick that we have next year, if this outside of pick 10
or 8,
we good. So that means but if it's a lottery pick, we lose the pick. Mm-hmm. So I take that back. If it's a lottery pick, we keep it. But if it's outside pick 10, we give it away. So that means if we're a better team outside the pick, we give up the pick. That's fine. So they want to. It sounds like they want to stay in the lottery, so they'll get to keep that pick. So that's another thing you got to consider. I think we are tired of the tanking, for sure. I'm not sure that Keith is the answer as coach. Maybe he's just a place setter for another coach. And, you know, these are, like you mentioned, Detroit Pistons, Bernie's Bickerstaff's son, did a great job, turned them around. And even OKC, they were bad maybe three seasons ago, and look where they are. So it's the coaching also. Now, I'm still going to get tickets for the Wizards because I'm a basketball junkie, even though I agree with you. We panned for mediocrity or worse. But, you know, I enjoy when the other stars come in, and you know, I'm just a bad
guy. We're not doormats. I mean, these guys aren't doormats. They're fighting, they're competing. You're having that's all you can ask for, but you got to make sure you have enough to be competitive. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
It's not like it's a corporate, you don't own a piece of it, so it's not an investment for you, it's pleasure. So they're making the profits off of it. So, and I ain't mad at them.
Yeah.
But if I'm a partner in this bad boy, now I'm expecting a dividend. If not, it's sheer enjoyment, and I don't mind that because they didn't disappoint me in terms of effort. They gave me effort. Yeah, now I need a little bit better results, and I need Sarve. The second pick in the draft, I'm gonna be a little bit more demanding next year.
Absolutely. I understand, and
he needs to understand that. Yeah, we need to get.
I think he will. I see
understand what I'm saying. Yeah, you don't get four years or five years to do that. If we go out there on the blacktop, start hooping, a guy that got hoop in him, he's going to show it immediately. We ain't got to develop in the three or four years. Either you got some alien in you or you don't. Appreciate it, Tony. We got to go to break on this. I don't want the boys in the control panel to be screaming in there. We'll attack next hour. Don't forget, T. Massenburg, Coach Naki will join us right here on The Fan.